classic world of movies.
Any questions?
Is your cinematic world of movies your cinematic world of wonders? Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Focus the Batman, and this is the movies. I'm not alone right now in the studio. Of course, if I'm alone, you know something is up. I am with
the man with no name, and that's what you call me throughout the course of the show.
And we are also not alone, because you know now is the full house with a full gang, and we are the usual suspect, and we have...
I am the big one.
And my name is Sidekick.
So yeah. Finally, he has embraced his calling.
I do not say Sidekick. Don't change this in Sidekick.
We heard Kick, but let's just continue.
Yes, you know how we do the movie show. Let's run you through how it's going to be. So, we are going to be starting off with some of the movies that dropped last week, and also talk about some of the movies that will be coming out this week, and I'm going to some news and entertainment, and then some gist about the cinematic world. A lot is happening. There's this writer's strike right now. Marvel superhero fatigue is happening.
The tanking of movies in the box office.
Is this the end?
The fact that actors also want to join the screenwriters, scriptwriters strike.
Strike.
Crazy in Hollywood right now.
A lot of things are happening, but we welcome you to your cinematic world. World of a movie.
And of course, we'll jump into the world of Nollywood, because of course we can't leave Nigeria out of it, because we are making name and we are taking the money. Talking about movie directors whose movies now are actually hitting number one on like streaming platforms.
Yes.
That Nigerians we are not normally known for.
Yeah.
For example, Amazon Prime with the likes of Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And now Ni Akim, how did they pronounce
Akim
that?
Yeah. Akim Olaiyan.
Well, we have a movie out also on Amazon Prime that is really making name also too.
True. Okay, so let's dive straight into some cinematic news.
Big news and entertainment this week.
Okay, so starting off with some cinematic news. Back in 1981, we saw Harrison Ford take on his fedora, his whip, and his bag to do some... Would you call it archaeology?
Adventure.
Adventure, exactly.
I call it pillaging. That is the right word to use. Pillaging.
That was the Tomb Raider before Tomb Raider.
You know, right now, but anytime as a history student, anytime I think about Tomb Raider, I just start thinking, that's what happened when they came into, quote unquote, previously unknown territories to discover and thief things. So since we've been celebrating Tomb Raider, we've been celebrating
Indiana Jones, National Treasure.
Yes, but this is basically telling you some people came and stole your stuff.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, even in the World War II especially, those German Nazi boys were taking things off of countries that they were invading like mad.
That's why they call it pillaging.
Exactly.
So Harrison Ford started with Indiana Jones back then. The first one was Raiders of the Lost Ark, and then there was the second one.
It happened to be a prequel. I found out recently.
It was.
Yes, it was.
And then there was the Temple of Doom. Yeah. And then there was the part four, which was
Crystal Skull,
and now we're having Indiana Jones: The Dial of Destiny, and this has run over the space of.
How many years?
42 years. And he's...
Do you know the funny thing? You guys have been calling the names of Indiana Jones movies, but I just remember watching Indiana Jones. I know I've watched all the parts that you've named, mm-hmm. and I'm actually waiting for this next one, but I've never really remember the names.
You know, I'm laughing right now, because I listened to the Critical Drinker on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Crazy, crazy critic. And he called Indiana Jones the Dial of Destiny. Indiana Jones, the Dial of Dysentery.
Wow.
Dysentery. Anyway, Harrison Ford is saying goodbye, saying his final goodbye to the character, and he's saying, thanks for putting up with me. I hope you had a good time Because I sure had.
Beautiful. But talking about other things that are happening in the world of movies, for you who is an anime fan, I just want to let you know that there's a lot happening in the world.
Why are you kissing?
Now, only you be anime fan. No, I'm not anime fan.
No. You can't say that. Anyone who watches Naruto, who watches Boruto, who watches One Piece,
all of them.
Yeah, but then Death Note and the like.
Yeah, talk to your listeners then.
Let me just remind you that Jujutsu Kaisen is coming this week. Let me let you know. Jujutsu Kaisen.
I am so glad I'm having you.
This clap you are clapping is not from your mind.
No, it is. He made me watch one episode, so I think I can just carry the ginger from there.
From one episode?
Eh?
From one episode, huh? Crazy. You had the ginger for that.
I did not make you just watch one episode. You never completed that one episode.
You forced me.
And that's why God will judge you. But anyways, just for you who is a fan of anime, just know that yes, that's out. Also, other animes that have run through the course of their showing, and the season 2 is what we are looking for. One Piece is still running with over 1,074.
I saw 1,069 episodes.
It's actually 1,074 right
there
now.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the live action version by Netflix, where it's coming soon.
It's coming soon.
I'm scared.
I'm actually scared. I'm actually scared for it.
Okay, still talking movies right now. The second installment to the Spider-Man universe, which is Across the Spider-Verse, I'm talking about the animation right now, has grossed over 600 million worldwide.
Wow.
Can
I sing this song?
For those who have seen it, please, let us
know. Can I sing this Yoruba version?
Can I sing this song?
Spider-Man. Just so you know, the Nigerian police actually arrested Spider-Man in Lagos, in Dimota. But before we say anything, let's just go take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm back.
And the movie.
Nigeria Info 95.1.
Big news and entertainment this week. Big news.
Still talking movies right here on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
You can hit us up and join the world of movies.
Okay, so talking about some of the movies that dropped last week, an animation I saw that I really loved and appreciate is the animation called Nemona.
Are you sure Nemona will not hear it and think it's how we are talking about?
It dropped on Netflix and it's an amazing animation, I must say. It has heart, it has some wonderful lessons to be learned, and there's the theme of trust, friendship, and wicked people.
What is the story behind Disney rejecting the movie in the first place?
Originally in 2015, Blue Sky Studio, which was under 20th Century Fox, brought the idea for the animation, and they had it. I think they did the animation, and then when the acquisition of 20th Century Fox by Disney happened in 2019, there were this plenty pushback about the LGBT and they were like, oh no, we can't push this because, you know, now we are trying to do, they now shifted it one side. So Blue Sky Studio had to like partner with another company, which is Annapurna Pictures, and then it went to Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix agreed for worldwide distribution.
Yes, and that is why we have Nemona.
Yes.
Beautiful animation.
I haven't seen it though. Neither have I,
but you know, we have our access.
Yeah, we have Mimuna, we'll see.
It is a recommendation. You should check it out.
Huh? Okay. So talking about recommendations, I'll still recommend one anime right now.
I'm not saying
that so that to pain you. Yes. But anyways, we are expecting a lot in the anime world, just so you know. For those that watch anime, hit me up, please.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Leave this side chick alone.
Side chick
ahead.
Also, talking about another movie that dropped last week, Indiana Jones, of course, and Dial of Destiny, the Dial of Diarrhea.
Dial of Destiny.
Was another movie that dropped last week. And this week doesn't seem to have like strong movies coming out or big movies, but we are still going to like keep our eyes open because Insidious The Red Door is coming out. And also,
Why is it Insidious is coming out and we are not hearing a lot about it? Because I know I loved all every Insidious that has come out too.
Yeah. I think that there have been three Insidiouses, right?
Wow.
Can I say that Insidious is So
how we say there have been three insidious?
For me, yes. I think I'm getting to that place with a lot of franchise movies as to you're beginning to do too much. I mean, we're already beginning to have Fast and Furious fatigue.
Is there really a Fast and Furious fatigue?
Since submarines and going to space, we were done with that movie until God blessed it with Jason Momoa.
But you know you will still see on that one in the
cinema. Yeah, most likely not. Not in cinema.
Streaming
platforms,
Okay, but talking about the cinema culture, we can all agree, or should I say, we can come to a discussion, or we can discuss about the fact that the cinema culture is dying.
Coupled with the foil problem.
I mean, think about it. Before, like how many years ago, we could see movies for 700 naira.
Yeah.
Even see, like, if it's a big movie or they call it movie of the week, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It will be like 2,000 to 2,500, mm-hmm. and that comes with popcorn and drink, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But now you have to take 6,000 naira.
I can imagine.
To go watch one movie.
I can't remember which movie it was. 9K.
9K?
Yeah.
9,000.
Yeah.
What? About the VIP?
Because I remember when John Wick Chapter 4 came out, oh, and then it was going for 6,000 naira. And then somebody said, "Why would I pay 6,000 naira to see John Wick? Let me kill the dog."
So, but yeah, and I feel the people who are most hit by the idea of the hike in price for cinema that's going to the cinemas and stuff, I feel is actually the Nigerian audience, the Nigerian filmmakers, because people nowadays don't even actually want to go to the movies to see anything. Because think about the prices. How many movies have you heard that have cinematic release? That's I'm talking about in the Nigerian context.
Okay, yeah. Of recent, yeah. That's what I was asking, where, because in the abroad, they are still running it as they used to, but they are very selective with their movies these days. That's why you'd be hearing some movies that you're expecting to have made some big money, you know, openings, not making that kind of opening. And there's some that you don't expect. For example, Super Mario Brothers. So they made 377 million in the first
week. It is the biggest
animated movie, 1.33 billion. The reason why it is having that number, I think, you see this whole woke culture thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think, even with this month that just passed, mm-hmm. the month of June, mm-hmm. when they started this whole frenzy or this craze of Pride Month, yeah, it actually took a hit. And people were like, "Oh, Shane, wait till I want to put for our face videos. We have decided to boycott all your movies that have
there's
that."
There's literally a hashtag that says, go woke, go broke.
Yeah.
You get. So people just sit down and look at it. It feels like a fight back.
Yeah.
From the general populace to certain ideologies that have been quote unquote pushed over the last decade, and people are like, okay, we're not running with this anymore. So if you see a movie like Super Mario that was strictly about just being faithful to the game that came out in the first place, like Nintendo literally came out, it is said that the head of Nintendo came out and said, "Excuse me, stay true to the game." Because the story of the game actually doesn't make any sense. It's just have fun, let's go crazy, let's go wild, and you understand. And that's why they stay true to in the movie. You can find that nobody's trying to push an agenda of strong female character
LGBTQ
or unmanly man.
Chinatu, please, I have a personal question to ask you.
Oh my god.
Should I ask you?
Don't do it, thank you.
Okay, let's just play a game.
Okay.
Knock knock.
Who is there?
Why are you gay?
Okay, so everyone knows that video that trended a while back. Yeah, see, that was in Uganda, ba.
We bring to you in the studio this morning one of the gay right activists.
That was hilarious. But yeah, do you know that the recent Spider-Man movie actually had a pushback from some certain countries just because inside the film there was a tag,
a frame that said protect the trans kids. Yes,
and that was why a lot of the countries
Dubai banned it completely.
You cannot
watch the movie in Dubai.
And still talking about animation, we just confirmed that Super Mario Brothers is actually the second highest grossing animated movie after Frozen 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Connell, who is sending his message all the way from Central Area, says, "Good day, guys. Welcome back. I really miss the show, especially you, Focus." He said, "Please, this Sunday evening is kind of strange. We go attend village meeting now." Well, my brother, if you post your village meeting, tell them to hold up.
Like village meeting, don't close.
Yeah, just coming for one.
Okay. Another message coming in here, okay. Good evening, everyone. Your name is Osh, all the way from Abuja. I'm excited about the debut of this show, and I'm a huge movie fan. He said, congratulations to Harrison Ford on his latest installment of Indiana Jones. I actually saw
Kandahar,
recently. Predictable. You see, have any of you seen it?
You people seen it?
A copycat of Covenant.
Okay, so what are your thoughts? So you're saying it's a copycat of
Guy Ritchie's Covenant. Yeah.
Okay, so I enjoyed the Covenant.
I loved the Covenant.
Said, we also said I'm looking forward to Mission Impossible. Great show. Now let me just dial back to the cinema culture we're talking about. Now people like Tom Cruise are fighting. I will not even say they are trying. They are fighting to keep that cinema culture, because movies, see what the man goes through to stunt, to do stunts. Mm-hmm. There was another video that dropped today on how he had to do this. Is it free diving? They call it.
Yeah, free diving.
Right. And it was just from the making alone, it looked very scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine having to do that for our entertainment. You get.
And so, then you will not go to cinema.
And then you will not go to cinema. You will not be like, oh, just wait. Because it's expensive. You deal with fuel. For those people that even have cars, Abi, you have to buy fuel. Then those people that don't have cars will have to enter along. And then you now.
As if I thought you enter along, you will say, bros, I've been nervous. Just be never too far, just for front.
So people like that are trying. And you talked about the fatigue of superhero movies. Mm-hmm. And now, we can't have it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm saying this is, We want original movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want movies to give us some kind of originality, something we've not seen before, not following through franchises and old materials to be giving us remakes, reboots,
and sequels.
Prequels and all those, because that's almost all the properties you see today, that's mm-hmm. what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Original movies like okay, now you know this Barbie and Oppenheimer thing that is Igba's boost mm-hmm. right now, because they're saying, oh, the Barbie movie is an original movie. Oppenheimer is also an original movie, and both of them are coming out on the same week.
Mm-hmm.
So, which would you see? Do you want to see a Christopher Nolan original movie, or do you want to see a star-studded Margot Robbie, Greta Gerwig directed movie with plenty colors? Chinati, you like that?
You like colors. You like colors. You are a colorful person.
There is a message here that I don't know who the person is referring to. He said, is that my love man where they finish work? I'm hearing his voice.
The man with no name, yes, it's me.
Is you, Abi?
Okay. Oh.
Are you sure?
It's me.
Are you really, really
we
sure?
We have a message here. Good evening, movie guys. Good evening, El Focus and the man with no name. Good evening, Chinatu. This is Majesty.
Man.
I'm so happy to have you guys back. I remember listening to you guys from Cool FM back then on Thursdays.
Thursdays and Sundays. Just days apart.
I just wanted to throw this in case you've seen Indiana Jones.
The Dial of Destiny.
Okay. Please let us know, because the reviews I am seeing online are not palatable. They are not palatable. It is a bass to the boost from the left to the right and to the center that I'm seeing on that.
Still talking bass boost right now. Let's focus on a little bit about the superhero fatigue thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we had how many superhero movies dropped this year so far? Guardians of the Galaxy, The Flash,
Spider-Man, Dominion.
Ant-Man was this year.
Let me just say it. Ant-Man was terrible. Yeah, it was terrible.
For the first time I saw it, I enjoyed it.
But thank you.
No. The reason you saw it in the cinema.
Yes, I did.
You have to enjoy it because of the money you paid.
It's because of the money. You're thinking about how much you spent.
No, actually, I did enjoy it. No, I did.
Which part? The part where the bad guy was shooting every other person and they were disintegrating. Then when he reached the actors, he nasty.
Yeah, no, try using hands. Let's punch.
Oh,
when you shoot this guy now. how can you tell me somebody like Jonathan Majors? I mean, look at his body. Like, look at that kind of person. You tell me Paul Rudd is going to fight him hand to hand.
Yeah, then I small picking come match him.
Yeah. Anyways,
the thing I also didn't like about Quantumania was around all Phase 4 was, you know how Phase 1 started?
Mm-hmm.
How we had that. Tony Stark creating the arc reactor in a cave, like it took some kind of process and work and everything, and now any kid can just develop that, quantum stuff in their basement.
Here's what's happening right now. First, let me just break down one or two things that are happening that literally killed the MCU for Phase 4. The switch and bait
the bait and switch, sorry.
Bait and switch,
where they will tell you, oh, come and watch, say, for example, Multiverse of Madness. What's the name? Doctor Strange. And then you come in and find out it's not actually about Doctor Strange, but about America Chavez and about, what's her name, Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Yes.
Number one. Number two, the switch of characters. As in, for example, the whole gender ideology thingy bomb, where, for example,
the shoving Marvel, down the whole feminism whole
like
stuff.
Marvel, who was a man, was made a woman.
The ancient one,
was made into a woman. You know, those kind of things. Then number three, people were now saying, we don't have an issue with you making male characters into female characters. Why not make the female characters look like humans? You were making robotic, stoic, strong female characters who were not having anything to grow through. Which was the major reason why you hated Captain Marvel.
Actually.
Like, there was nothing she was growing through. And if you look at all the female characters that have suddenly sort of upended the male characters, I mean, Loki. The Loki series was not about Loki. It was about the female Loki.
The variant,
all of that stuff has come together to make people say, see, you know what? We are tired of this. We can't take this anymore. Do you get? So people are tired. I mean, look at what they did to the Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid, I'm not even going to start talking about the Heli. I'm not going to talk about, but
you
look at the fact that,
you know, say we under it.
But the fact that what Eric did in the cartoon, in the live action, they switched it and made it to be that it was Ariel that did it, for example, killing Ursula. You understand?
Oh,
what kind of thing? So everybody's not like, wait, if you know you want to do all of these things, why not just create something new?
Yes.
New IPs, new characters, new stories. That's why people are saying, let's do original stories. And if you want to have all your inclusivity and ideology and everything, give it to these new stories. Don't take something that people have grown up on for decades and then switch it to meet your message. Look at Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Power.
Yes.
A lot of people hated that show.
Yes.
That's what was it. $1 billion in the
media. But I think the reason why
TV show, but you guys flopped it because you were not true to the Silmarillion, the book where it came out from.
Well, so that's the thing. They were trying to build on the characters and just create give us a story, forgetting that part of the reasons why we love the Lord of the Rings is the whole fight and action that goes on.
Yeah.
But they left that all the fights and they were just, oh, somebody's coming, Saruman.
Saruman. Another issue the show had was because it tried to like push Peter Jackson and all his own mythos away and just no, we're trying to do something different. And Peter Jackson is very close to the estate of Gerard Tolkien, because they saw his vision for what he wanted the whole Lord of the Rings and you know, the Hobbit and everything to be like, and they were excited, like, oh, you Amazon, you want to do another show on it, okay, why not bring this guy in? And they're like, oh no, wonder on our own, and see how it trying to deceive us, saying this person is not Gandalf, this person,
and everybody knew who everybody
but
was.
But we knew from the start.
I mean, another good example of things that are causing superhero fatigue in one show, that the show told us everything that is causing superhero fatigue, was She-Hulk.
Actually. Actually.
Although it was although.
No,
there's no although.
So let's leave this superhero talk now, and let's talk about our Nigerian superhero, Toby.
Okay. Let me just. You guys have seen both Brotherhood and Gangs of
Yeah.
Which did Toby had a better performance in?
He had a better performance in Brotherhood.
Brotherhood, I agree too.
As a matter of fact, if you ask me, the person who carried Gangs of Lagos was Olarotimi Fakule
Feleni. The bad guy.
The bad guy.
That was the person who carried Gangs of Lagos.
Actually, yeah, that was the guy. Because he was the, will I put it, the unassuming bad guy?
Yes, he was the I don't want to say the Joker, right? Because he wasn't as eccentric as the Joker.
Yes.
But he was the guy that didn't need to frown or scream.
Yes, for you to know that this guy is a bad guy.
And you see what he did to Wemimo.
I Gangs of Lagos was also good.
Talking about Gangs of Lagos, did you guys pick on any parallel with Gangs of New York?
There was no, apart from the
there
name,
was no.
There was no.
There was no. I want you to go and watch Gangs of Lagos again, but and watch Gangs of New York. And if that is not enough for you, but watch Iroko Critic's video on it.
You know why I would have a problem?
The bad guy was a butcher, right?
Last time I watched Gangs of Lagos, yes, it was a butcher. That's what. Last time
Daniel Lewis' character is what?
He's a butcher.
Tom Bakari had narrations in most of the scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm.
Their father, his father was killed. Mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio's father was killed in Gangs of Lagos, right? By the butcher. Gangs of New York. Mm-hmm. By the butcher. Mm-hmm. The same thing with Tobey Bakari's character.
Well,
are you not seeing the parallel?
Excuse me. Well, parallels are allowed. Yes, you have Hollywood that literally lifts your movies and makes it and messes it up.
Oh, straight up.
Let me give you a good example.
Butterfly,
13 Mansion. Brick Mansions.
Brick Mansion. Yeah.
Brick Mansions was a French movie. Amazing French movie. Then they made it into an American movie, and I think that's what led to the death of Paul Walker. But let's move on. Do you understand? So I mean,
well, sure, Brick Mansion was B13 now.
Yeah, B13. But it was 13. Yeah.
Ah, you pay me.
Or do you want to talk about Old Boy?
Ah, you pay me.
Oh no. Old Boy was a remake that was bastardized.
That's my point.
Well, let's bastardize all the messages that are coming in. We can see Judith Sampresto sending a message saying, good evening, guys. You see, I'm so glad to hear you guys back. I really miss the show. Yes, I prefer Covenant to Kandahar by far. I enjoyed Ant-Man 1, even rewatched it yesterday. Oh, that's what she said. Yeah. Well,
I did. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
good evening, everyone. My name is Usher. He's sending in his message. He said, truth be told, I feel like Guy Ritchie is low-key underrated as a movie director because his movies are always amazing. Please, can we all agree that She-Hulk series was terrible too? Also, it's about time for Tomb Raider reboot. Great show.
Yeah, I think Phoebe Waller-Bridge is working on a Tomb Raider series.
I don't want anything rebooted.
What is it? Because she wrote Indiana Jones.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge as an individual actor should stop acting. Let her go behind the scenes.
No, she's good as an actor. She's good as an actor. No. Let's remove Fleabag.
What else?
She's good in cast. She was a writer in No Time to Die.
She was a writer. Uh-huh. She come out to act it.
Destiny.
Wait. Yes. Do you know how much writers make compared to actors?
Bro, so that's why I strike. Did you hear what I just said? I said she should stay behind
the scenes.
Not to the front of it.
I think she's good.
Front of and behind. Look at Adam Sandler. What's the name of the guy that directed Extraction?
Sam Hargreaves.
Nobody realizes that he was in part one and part two.
Yes.
Okay. Are we finally talking about Extraction now?
No, we won't talk about Extraction. Let's extract this message here.
I'll put that one out.
Wait,
but he was playing different roles in both movies. That's the funny thing.
Anyway, he was even the second Captain America in Endgame.
Endgame. Fighting his younger brother.
Because I want to talk about that sound.
Okay, wait. Before you talk about him first. Hello, people. Great to hear you guys back on air. This is Yaro. I would rather watch Oppenheimer. Barbie created a world.
Why
is it? Shortage of color pink. True story. Actually, that's true. Because of their promotional materials that they've been sending out. Connor is sending a message here from Central Area. He said, I knew Indiana Jones would have been great. Would have been great without Steven Spielberg at the directing seat. Mm-hmm. He really enjoys Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That's what he writes. Again, the main problem I see about cinema culture is how people go...
Go watch him.
When you save 6K for yourself, you can't
be reason how to pay for Madame too. I pity all those young movie lovers that can't go to the cinema anymore. I'm happy to have you guys back on air, Ivan, the TV guide.
I think only 5 or 6 of them have ever actually done something good with a reboot. Do you understand?
I had
hopes for Ghostbusters, right? 2016, crap. The one that came out, was it 2021? With Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Was it?
I like the comic element.
But you get my point. When it comes to Willow,
that's why it was cancelled.
Imagine how bad it was that it was even like 3 or 4 episodes into airing that they cancelled it.
Okay.
The ratings are bad. We're not doing anymore.
Wow.
God,
anyway, talking about things that were bad. I swear that She-Hulk was a disaster. Just Megan Thee Stallion and Vibes. That's all.
And here's the funny thing about the She-Hulk is the fact that the writers were trying to laugh at the audience.
Yes,
for asking for good content.
They were wondering why the audience couldn't just enjoy good entertainment while the audience were shouting, "You are dumbing this too down. You are dumbing it down."
I think the painful thing is the fact that they're only writing movies based on their views of how life is
within their circle, and forgetting that the audience have expectations.
The fact that your franchise is your franchise is because you have a following.
Yeah,
you have. Why do you think Endgame sold like mad? Endgame was total fan service
from
beginning to end.
give the fans what they want.
Well, we are hoping that they'll give the fans what they want. I remember on our page on our Popcorn and Reels, we posted the trailer to what's the name of this hunter guy?
Craven
the hunter. And a lot of people were like, okay, they would like to see how somebody acted everybody's father, and he's still somebody's father.
Russell Crowe, the father of Kal-El in Man of Steel, the father of Zeus father of Hercules as Zeus in Thor: Love and Thunder, which was another God forbid movie.
Terrible movie.
And now he's playing Kraven the hunter. Yeah,
I remember what I now said, that if Disney decides to now finally buy Sony's Marvel, how would they marry that situation together?
That's
unless they
problem.
Kill him in Kraven.
Except so. Okay, so this is still okay. Yaro says shows that are bad. Huh? My goodness, this is the new weekend show called The Idol. Was a total wreck. Yes, I've heard so much about that.
Sure, they canceled it in five episodes.
Like they had 10 episodes slated for the show to run, and then in 5 episodes they're like, hey,
you don't do one.
No, we don't want to do it again. Stand up and be going. Like how bad can your show be for it to be canceled right in the middle? And okay, sorry, talking about shows, I just need to throw this out there to I don't know if you guys played the game. I love the game, and I thank Ivan for introducing me to the game and The Last of Us.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
Okay, I really enjoyed the series.
It was one of the better made game
adaptation. Yes,
game to TV adaptation.
And people who didn't play the game were very, very angry at the finale. Because everybody had the idea that Joel was a good guy, and then he just started shooting everybody. And I'm like, no, you people don't know this.
But I understood that scene.
But really, like, would you actually put the fate of the world because of emotion?
So he did not trust that they were actually going to actually do something.
No, that wasn't really his point. His point was he had already grown attached to Ezra, and finding out that she was going to die for this cure to like happen. Baba no grio.
When?
And then people came out on Twitter like, no, this is terrible, we don't like this. Like, say, Baba, you should calm down.
And do not forget that Joel already lost his daughter at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that father syndrome had come upon him.
See, one of the things I really enjoyed, were the zombies. I really enjoyed how they tried
on all the zombies, the clickers and everything. And then making them have a shared network where if somebody that is in Maraba step on the ones in...
They don't need swear. They can trek. They will move and come.
I think everybody on that show was well cast.
I actually think so.
From Joel,
I have an issue with the choice of Pedro Pascal, though.
Wait. Pedro Pascal has already undated himself as the person who you send message to deliver a baby, a child, or anything.
Yes,
see him from the Mandalorian.
Which is flopping, by the way.
No, you see, it's flopping by the way, season 3
again because of bait and switch. It is no longer Mando, but now what's her name?
But I understand what they were trying to do. We were trying to go into the clone world.
Working.
You get, like, we came to see
Mando.
The Mandalorian.
Mando and Baby Yoda.
It is not working.
And now you're carrying on.
Anyways, the reason why I say I wouldn't go for a Pedro Pascal, apart from the fact that he literally does embody the persona of Joel.
If you leave me, I would have cast Hugh Jackman. I mean, we already had in Logan
Jackman, because he looks more like it.
Well, whether he's looking more like it or not looking more like it, we'll just browse into the business angle of the show. And when we come back, we'll also talk about you who is into Korean series, because a lot of
K-dramas.
Things are happening, you will not understand. Many all you the glory happening. People and you know yourself. This we are coming for you.
Kadara, destiny. Who decides where we are born, the life we have? When I was a baby, it was a premonition that I would not only become a street king, but I would die young like my father. Saleko is a jungle. Everyone does what they must to survive. The rules of the street were simple.
Me and I am Mori. I want you to see.
It was the best of times in Saleko, but nothing good lasts long. things are never buried alone.
Who Jeju are you? The man Jeju.
I'm the man of rescue.
One day, the eyes will open to their power, and there will be no hiding place for the wicked.
Yes. Still right here on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Yes, the focus, the Batman, the man with no name, the side
chick,
kick.
Wow.
Right here, still talking movies.
Chicken with a kick.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes before we skedaddle out of the studio. But talking about movies, there was something that happened last week. Yeah, last week. And for those DC fans, and thank you, Yaro, for reminding me of this. For those DC fans who have had to live through Christopher Reeves, Dean Cain, Tom Welling, I'm listening on the Superman.
You can list them. Continue.
Henry Cavill, Taylor Hoechlin, and now we have a new Superman for the DC universe. The screen, the silver screen. And I'm happy for the guy. What's that his name again? Tony.
You will find out his name if he becomes popular. Because me, I cannot fish out. The whole bringing in a new Superman is paining me already.
I mean, I love Henry Cavill.
I was thinking.
What happened to Henry Cavill?
They've removed him now.
God, I beg you.
You know, the DC is rebranding right now with a new Superman. Oh, it's David Abbey. David. Good something.
You go find out when he pops.
No, when he blows,
if he pops.
So yeah, the era of the Snyderverse is gone, where you have Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Go to law.
See, to me, nobody, no woman on earth.
That's I what replace. No. That's what people talk about.
Him now.
That's to you.
Me.
That's why to you it's not relevant. Let's jump straight into movie recommendations, please, guys. Before we leave you, let's jump into movie recommendations. Personally, I'll give you anime recommendations first. Good. And I will first start with, if you are going to watch Jujutsu Kaisen, start with Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, which is the movie. Then you then watch the 24 episode series before you wait for part season 2. Demon Slayer also just concluded the Swordsmith arc, which is awesome, by the way, with a very, very big, massive ending. And right now we are entering into the Hashira training arc. This is for you, the anime lover. So movie recommendations for the week.
Movie recommendations, I will say Nimona again is an animated movie for those who like animations to check it out. It's really fun to watch. And another show, there's a show now that just started. I think it's two episodes in, and it's the Idris Elba thriller Hijack. Two episodes and I like it. Like I think it's going fine. Yeah, there's no rush. It's taking its time. It's about these guys who British. Okay, let me not spoil it. A plane was hijacked. Kingdom was hijacked, and Idris Elba happened to be like a negotiator on board.
Okay.
And he's going through a breakup because his wife said, "I no do again," and she's sleeping with a police detective.
Problem not finished for this life. Anyways, another let me say my own movie recommendations. If you are big on K drama, you can check out The Glory.
Wait, I can't believe you are watching K drama now.
It shocked you, bar. Like I can't believe
you talked to me about Alchemy of Souls.
I was one who initiated it to Alchemy of Souls.
And I've not watched it.
Alchemy of Souls.
Not Alchemy of Souls.
Alchemy of Souls.
Alchemy of Souls, please. Alchemy of Souls. So if you are big on K dramas, check out The Glory. If you are a bully, problem don't do for your life. Me, you don't know now.
So yeah, of course. I mean, Man with No Name and Forgot to give you the gangsters movies to watch. I'm going to give you the calm, smooth, kind of movies. This is not new, though. I think it came out last week. The Perfect Find with Gabriel Union and more fine guy like that.
That's not come out.
Sweet Lord.
It's very generic. It's from the show.
Very generic.
But I want to watch it.
I see my brother. There is a whole lot of Inyono. You need
to watch it. It's funny that the person who got me to watch it, they said they wanted to watch romantic comedy. I say, please, is it black comedy or white comedy you want to watch? They say anyone. They not open their from the start. The film, I had not seen the trailer. I saw the picture and I said, this is what
what will happen in this film.
There was a small twist. Wait, are we to say movies to avoid? Like, low budget movies, you should not come close. Because I think I'm the professional to be listing them out. There's this one I watched, I felt like crap. Don't go near the wedding contract. You cry. So basically, you know what's fast? I saw my girl, is it Becca Tobin? She acted Glee. She played the role of, don't eye me when I say Glee. So, and I'm like, oh my God, I've missed Glee. Let me see this, my baby girl again. Oh my God. 5 minutes into this. See, you don't want to watch.
The wrath of Becky. Avoid.
Not quite.
Avoid. My brother, avoid.
It's a middle ground kind of
my
content.
Brother, avoid.
If you're looking for extremely amazing movie, avoid. If you're looking for a movie that you can be pressing phone to watch at the same time, watch it.
If you've not
movie in the background to make noise, watch it.
And if you've not seen Extraction 2, Hawking.
For that boy.
Which
boy?
Sanjo. I will beat him.
What's your
recommendation?
Movie recommendation.
Two recommendations.
Okay.
And
their epic series. Doctor.
Oh,
quick, nah. That was last year.
We are waiting.
We're waiting for season 2.
Now, who did alive go watch him?
Second one, The Witcher.
The Witcher, yes, that's true.
Yes. Somebody was supposed to mention The Witcher.
Which
is going to be Cavill's last
appearance as The Witcher.
And of course,
I've seen enough magic movies and series, but that is just awesome.
Yeah, The Witcher.
Of course,
we saw
the prequel of it, and it was the one
with Michelle Yeoh.
Absolute disaster.
I actually loved it. It wasn't.
Yeah.
The CGI was bad.
It was Quantumania for me.
Okay.
You loved it.
Yeah.
Everybody hated it.
Wow.
I love Quantumania.
Quantumania is trash, but it's still okay. It's okay. I would just say it's only the CGI that was bad for that one.
Who loves Tenet? I've never seen anybody
who loves
Tenet.
I do. Good for you and this guy here. You must just.
No matter how much I watch it, I can never understand it.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
People that said they didn't understand.
I'm going to shock you guys.
Shock us.
I understood the movie.
Actually focus me down and explain everything.
Robert Pattinson literally said that he was looking at the script and did not understand a single thing that was happening in the movie. His own was just to come in, play his role and go. He did not understand nada.
Well, so there's this new movie. I don't know if it's new. Fool's Paradise.
Charlie Day's directorial debut.
Now, just as I posted on the platform, the movie is an hour 38 minutes. The movie is an hour 38 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You go understand that from an hour 37 minutes. not see, very annoying scene. See, and you know, I have this OCD where. Okay, because I've started this movie and I'm down to the middle, I'm not like, let me just finish it. I tried. That movie is dry.
Wow.
You
master of dry movies. For you, master of dry movies.
Dry for him.
I didn't say that.
Yes,
you did. Oh my God,
I've never loved John.
I only said, okay, Jesus, this guy should just die already. I mean,
so you're saying you sounding like DJ Pro on Joe Boy? What do you mean? You said you did not like John Wick.
No, I'm like, okay, yes, you are very strong, blah blah blah, they kill your dog. But I mean, you should be dead by now. You should have gotten to is it book 3 or B episode 3 or B?
It's not book 3. Please let's take messages. Let's take messages for here. You say Ricky all the way from Lube. Hi guys, lovely show, so exciting. Biggie, I see you. Focus. You're sending your messages also, and also we see you. Hi, how will you guys rate Soul old movie?
The cartoon. The animation.
Sole.
Sole. Any
Nigerian movie.
I'm sorry. I'm going to give that movie 3/10.
I will give it a 1.5.
No, God, now. If you give it 1.5, that means Muna is better than it.
Yes, Muna is better than it. The reason why
it's
the
biggest mistake.
Excuse me.
Let me say why.
Let me say why.
If you say this thing again, I will
personally take it up with you.
Ah, I will make your mic tomorrow when you're on air.
Official matter.
God, I beg, we'll check your mail.
No. Okay, so my pain is you cannot carry a Shola Shobowale and make her and move her from her traditional Yoruba roles and say she's Igbo.
Mm-hmm.
When you know she has the accent, mm-hmm. the mannerisms mm-hmm. that she displays mm-hmm. in her, like you cannot connect.
So did you enjoy Shantika?
Yes, I did.
What was Peter Okoye?
See, go and watch Sole again. When you watch Sole again,
what was Peter?
See, the, see, everything was wrong.
What was Peter Okoye?
He tried
to do what?
To do what? To speak English.
Did you hear a family with the accent of Adike Mefuna?
As what are you saying?
No, but House was worse. House was worse, way worse.
This reminds me of one movie called The Tech Guy.
Yoruba Demons.
Merry Men.
Merry Men. Where fans were standing. If that come up from keyboard. go table.
See, the one that. See, okay, so Sean Trackwell is a very good actor, yeah?
Yeah.
But he started off with somebody with a limp. And all of a sudden,
the limp just.
It's a miracle. He went to church. Let's
break what you want. Do not forget, there was a preacher in the box.
Wow.
This guy is covering the instruction too.
It's okay.
Leave it there.
We are not talking about extraction yet.
Just remove the bandage before you don't carry block.
We're not talking anything about extraction yet.
Let's leave extraction.
Let people watch it. Let's not spoil it first.
Okay, we have a message here from Mr. X Dufu. He said, "Hi guys, I'm enjoying the show. Can you guys talk about Into the Badlands? Any hope for season 4? I love martial arts." Into the Badland cancelled. Like there was
a bad buzz
going on with the AMC and everything, and they ended it after ratings were declining.
Ooh, talking about martial arts. Oh, Warrior is coming up.
Warrior! I've watched the two episodes. I've watched the two episodes of season of this season.
Ooh. I got tired after one. I mean,
you don't like good things.
You don't like good things. Like, can this guy die already?
I love Assam. I love his sister. I love his sister. Joe Taslim, that plays. You can't tell me nothing.
I'll just like to announce to you that this show is actually supposed to be for 1 hour.
Yes, but we'll soon be packing our load
out of this. You want to know this?
Okay, another message here. Good evening, everyone. My name is Osh from Abuja. The new Superman will do what Daniel Craig did to James Bond. Also, thank you. I just downloaded Nimona, and it's going to be a fun night. Great show.
Just talking about Joe Taslim reminds me of the fact that there's been a green light for Mortal Kombat 2
with Calabar playing Johnny Cage.
See, the only thing that's going to pay me is that let them not go and carry fluorescent light and put inside Reddy's eye. That one is paying me. What they did in the last Mortal Kombat is
that was a terrible outing.
Somebody shedding you. The Witcher sequel was horrible. It was never meant to exist.
Kai!
The series. Nobody.
That's the prequel.
Exactly. And the series nobody's talking about, but is amazing, is From Season 2.
Yes.
I just got that show now, but I'm not seeing it. It's horror, right?
Forget horror. That horror is just a facade. What did you stop?
Season 2 just finished and is greenlit for a Season 3. Sidekick, you don't like good things.
People are still telling you that you don't like good things.
Why? What did
I say? This is the second time I'm hearing about that show From, and I need to see it. I have the first season.
I'm telling you. You can't stop.
You a show that if you start episode 1, you cannot stop now, it's Friends. Uh-huh. What are you saying?
From to Friends. Let's move.
From Friends.
Finally, there's this series that the feeling it gives me is the title of the series. Lost. Who remembers it?
Yeah, Lost.
Most times, we are talking about very interesting movies.
So, yeah, some people like that too. They
will be Lost. We will be watching 24. Let's continue.
Why not? Meanwhile, this Mary J. Blige's. Mary J. Blige's. No.
She has a new show?
Yes. What's not it a called? Show, a movie. Strength. Is it Strength of a Woman or something like that? Beautiful.
Wow. I wish her strength.
In all
endeavors. Because you're not confined me.
You're wiki.
You're not confined me. Thank you very much, guys, for tuning in to this show. If you want to check out some of the trailers we played and some of the ones we talked about, you can check us out on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels right there.
Okay, and also to catch up on more of the gist and everything that we do, and if you want to join in and be part of this crew, all you need to do is to follow us up on all social media platforms at Popcorn and Reels. And we'll be introducing new more elements, new more segments. This is the first edition or episode of this show on Nigeria Info.
So After so long. I want to officially say yes, we've handed you over to a platform that can serve you.
Yeah, that's what we talk here. Well done.